Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great one out there. Let's kick things off the way we like to with our friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I don't know if we want to talk to Mother Nature today.
Yeah.
I mean, Brittany, yes, absolutely. But yeah. Mother Nature, I don't know. We might be in a fight, her and me.
Brittany, are there other things you like? We always talk weather with you. You know,
and it seems... Let's talk Jeeps.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we can talk about other things if you want. No, no. It is sunny out there.
Pretty much revolves around Mother Nature, though. Everything I do is usually outside, so she is a pain in my rear end, too. she's keeping me inside, but she's keeping the kids home, too. If we can't get snow days, we might as well get cold days.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
A day off for the kiddos is kind of nice every once in a while. I mean, those are our memories from when we were young, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But besides that, it's like
snow forts and stuff, though.
It's going to be so cold today. Highs only reaching 7. So our actual wind chills, what it's going to be feeling like for our highs today, are probably about 0. We'll be the warmest this afternoon, and then we fall again tonight back to near 10 below. So we'll probably see another cold weather advisory at least go out overnight tonight once more before we start to warm things up tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll hit highs in the double digits, nearing 10 degrees. Winds start to ease, and then by Thursday we'll be into the 20s. So a ton of sunshine all week, and the cold really gripping us today and starting to let go tomorrow. And I'll tell you, we do have 40s still on tap for next week. So Mother Nature may be all over the place, but it is getting better as we move forward.
We just got to hang in there. We just got to hang in there.
She needs a warm hug.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody
Let's
work
give
on
Mother
that.
Nature a warm hug.
Yeah. Somebody figure that out. How we do that, and we'll get back to you on it. We'll work with Brittany on it because we appreciate you, Brittany. Have a good morning.
Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you, Brittany. Have a good one. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning right in this time slot. Melissa and I got a fun show lined up for you, everybody. On the way, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're also going to get into how many hours does the average person spend looking for something to watch? Got that one. 5 highly processed foods that aren't actually bad for you.
Oh,
those are coming up. And then, of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, we got a fun guest joining us. We are going to be joined by Bianca Bowden, Miss Wisconsin Rapids team.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Bianca hasn't been with us since she won the crown and everything, or since she was running for the crown.
So we'll get an update.
Yeah, we're going to catch up with her, see what she's been up to since October. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. We'll also get into some entertainment news. Got a couple of things lined up for you there, including I have a little bit of a review I'm going to do.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
And we have a list of words that Americans say they can never spell correctly.
I'll have some to add.
Oh, yeah, you would be both. Yeah.
Does it count if you can't swipe them correctly on your phone?
That's a great one. That's a great question. That's a very good question.
That's a current day spelling problem.
Absolutely.
Autocorrect.
We've got two places to start. We want to right away mention that our great friend Aaron Wells over at the Aging and Disability Resource Center let us know last night, due to the extreme cold today, the ADRCCW will be closing the Meals on Wheels and senior dining. Okay. So keep an eye out for everybody that you know uses those. If you just feel like they might use those services, reach out, check in on them, see how they're doing. We appreciate you doing that. Look out for each other.
Today sounds like a good day to make a big pot of soup and share.
Yeah, definitely. Just had chicken noodle soup and grilled cheese last night, actually.
Ooh.
It was good. It was a perfect meal yesterday. It was a perfect meal.
Oh, I bet. Mm-hmm.
And here's our second half of the opening monologue for you. A 24-year-old kayaker in Chile was briefly swallowed and subsequently regurgitated by a humpback whale in an unusual encounter his father caught on camera.
Yes, I saw the video of this. It's crazy.
I had to look this up in a couple sources and just to make sure this is a story.
this is modern day Jonah? What?
Yeah, this is Moby Dick. Adrian James, a computer technician originally from Venezuela, was kayaking with his father in Punta Arenas, Chile, when he felt an impact on his back that knocked him out of his inflatable kayak. His father, Maydell, captured video as his son briefly vanished into the mouth of the humpback whale. James said he wasn't sure of what was happening until the whale spit him back out into the water. Quote, at first, I thought it had swallowed me whole, although I didn't really know where it was. And then when I got back to the surface, I realized it was a whale. I also knew that there wasn't that much danger unless it started jumping or knocking my dad off his boat, because then it would be very difficult for us to get back to shore.
Yeah. Yeah. If they were both out of their boats. Oof.
James was not injured. Was able to reunite with his dad and return to shore. He said that the incident reminded him of a classic story. he mentioned Pinocchio. I forgot about that. Yeah, Pinocchio. Yeah,
that's right. He lived inside a whale for a while.
Humpback whales can grow up to 48 tons, but they normally pose no danger to humans. They have narrow throats, which prevent them from completely swallowing humans and similar sized animals. Which completely ruins all the stories. The stories. They're all ruined now.
You never end up in the stomach.
Gee, thanks, science.
Because that was on your bucket list?
I don't know. I think that's wild. That's amazing. That's really interesting. Something.
But now I'm picturing your bucket list. Yeah. Live in the belly of a whale for a year.
Knew I shouldn't have gotten my hopes up about that. I knew it. California kayaker Julie McSorley and Liz Corlett had a similar experience in 2020 when they ended up briefly inside the mouth of a breached humpback whale. Their extra close encounter was also caught on camera from inside the mouth of the Leviathan. And it is another amazing video if you look up.
And it's another humpback. What is it with humpbacks and wanting to swallow humans?
They are, you may not think this with whales, but they're just busy. They're going. They're doing their thing. And when you're that gigantic, you really don't worry about anything else. you just kind of do your thing.
Just misjudge the size. I thought it was a seagull. What?
What? What? Come on. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Darn cuff humans me? And their boats.
You go ahead and try to cuff me.
you got flip-a-size cuffs?
There's not a lot of punishment we could give to a whale.
I mean, besides ruining their oceans.
Right. Outside of that.
Sorry. Turned dark.
Nope. It needed to be said. And especially because, I don't know about many of you out there, but you'd mentioned bucket list, and interestingly enough, not being swallowed by one necessarily, but seeing a whale. I want to see one in person. I want to see one in real life, like just in, somewhere in front of me. Not too close, but I do want to see it just to see something.
Big.
Yeah. I remember the first time being out in California and seeing the ocean. And I just couldn't wrap my mind around it, like how big it was.
Because we've all seen it in videos. We've seen it on the big screen and in the movie. But nothing compares to seeing it in person.
I've heard people say the Grand Canyon is like that for them. They understand it. They've seen it. But once you see it in person, it's a completely different thing.
I haven't seen the Grand Canyon yet, but I have seen the Hoover Dam. And that was also one that was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is a feat of human accomplishment that it's very impressive.
Yeah.
And the chocolate covered strawberries in Vegas. Those
are really good. Chocolate covered strawberries are great. I don't know. I've been flying over the Grand Canyon, but I've never actually seen it in person or anything like that. So that is one of those ones that probably on my bucket list too. Probably. I wanted to mention this one as well because I thought this was a pretty interesting story too. And I feel like we I don't know why, but I feel like this is like a story we need to cover because young gray seal was found wandering the streets of New Haven, Connecticut, and police said no one knows how the animal ended up in the city. The New Haven Police Department posted a photo to social media showing the sea crawling along a city street with a patrol vehicle pulling him up, drawing behind it. The post says, "Meet the newest addition to the department." The department said investigators do not know how the seal ended up in the city. It is actually a really cute animal, actually.
Seals are the smaller ones are cute. The big ones are terrifying.
Where I was staying in, and they hurt penguins. So that immediately is a strike against them for me. Where I was staying in California, mainly there's Carpinteria and there's Santa Barbara and a couple of cities real close to each other. Very similar to here with Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, like that. Mm-hmm. And each one of those cities is a sanctuary city for a certain animal. And in Carpinteria, where I was staying, it was a seal sanctuary. I'd never really cared much about seals or anything. Mm-hmm. It is not that I didn't care about them. I just didn't think much
they're
about
animals,
them.
But it's not like you and penguins.
Exactly. It is. There's hundreds. I shouldn't say hundreds. Like 30, 40, 50 of them just basking in the sun. And it's really actually kind of cool and amazing. And when they're like singing or talking, when they're talking, it almost sounds like singing. It's really amazing. Quite amazing animals.
To see one in the middle of a city, you said what?
Very different.
Connecticut?
Yeah, in Connecticut. Yeah. And their Department of Energy and Environment was contacted, and the seal ended up in the care of the Mystic Aquarium's Animal Rescue Program.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. The aquarium said the seal appears to be only a few weeks old, and an assessment found that it was lethargic and dehydrated and underweight. Mm-hmm. The seal is now being given a special diet to help it recover, and it's doing very well. It will be released back in the ocean.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. They do.
You got it. Think that there was some human shenanigans going on around that, because how would a baby seal end up in Connecticut?
One of the things that you and I tend to do, if you don't take the serious route, I do. And part of the reason I did want to bring this story up is one of the more ridiculous things, I think, in human society, and that is the idea of having these certain things as pets.
A seal is not a pet.
No. And I feel like it's pretty hard to imagine that's not what that was. Or somebody, had it as a pet and didn't want it anymore. And no different than when they don't want a dog and just leave it on the side of the road. it's a cowardly behavior, and you're supposed to be better than that. And I got no respect for that. I got no time for that. And I do also want to use this opportunity to send a shout out to the New Haven Police Department and really all the police departments around the country. All of you on social media are doing amazing work.
They're doing a great job with their social media.
It's fantastic.
However, maybe there is an alternative. Perhaps, this baby seal made friends with a seagull. And they decided to go on an adventure together. And, since seals can't fly and seagulls can, he just gave him a lift and accidentally dropped him when he got too big over Connecticut. And,
As is wont to happen.
Ensued.
We've all been there.
They tried to start a gang, but it really didn't pan out. And the seagull's like, I'm done with you, man. I can't carry you anymore, so I'm off.
Whether it's a gang or it's a band, I'm joining. I'm looking to be a part of it. That sounds like a couple.
I don't know. What was it? Penguins with spoons?
Penguins and planes. Penguins and planes. Penguins and planes.
I don't know if the seal is going to go for that.
Well,
unless it's lunch.
My other band member, Sammy, I got to check with him and see. But he's usually pretty good with other animals. It's other dogs he doesn't always get along with. But every other animal
seals,
he seems to like.
I mean, they do kind of look like puppies, especially when they're little.
Do we have this wrong? Is that why dogs bark at squirrels so much? They're just looking for a new friend? They're just looking to play with other animals?
Obviously.
We will take a time out. We'll come back for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning at WFHR. It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to talk about El Cafe and talk about you. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe. They're open.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
They're open 7 to 2 today. Head on over there to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Got some amazing specials. And you get
they all look good.
You get the chance to talk to Fidel. Do me a favor. Mention to him how much I think he's a good writer. I'm serious. He does such a nice job with these posts, and just you know, they do a nice job of just being right to the point, but also being, you know, charming and fun. And I cannot do that to save my life. I am horrible at writing posts. I ramble. I am not good at it. He's very good at it. They do a nice job. And you're right, Melissa. They got some amazing specials over there today.
They do a ribeye fajita skillet. I mean, doesn't that by itself just sound delicious? But then you're right about Fidel's writing. Get ready for a flavor fiesta. We're talking juicy ribeye, zesty onions, peppers, and tomatoes, all grilled to mouth-watering perfection on top of your favorite potato, crowned with two eggs and a sprinkle of cheese. I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds fantastic. And I love their 2x2x2x2x1.
Yes, yes, yes. head on over there today, everybody. Buy local, support local. Support our great friends over at El Cafe. Like, they support us in this community. And again, a shout out to everybody that got ribs over the weekend. Nice job, everyone.
And then also the picture of Lori stuck in the car.
Yes.
I mean, you got to go to their Facebook page and check out their posts. If you're not following them, you want to, just for the giggles.
Absolutely. 100%.
And to see what the specials are.
You definitely have to do that. Do that, everybody. Check it out. And of course, we want you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We want many, many of them. Please get them to us. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. You can, of course, call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. We'd love to talk to you, get your birthday or anniversary live on air. You can also call using the Civic Media app, just a touch or two away.
I encourage you to do that, everybody, and get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries. Melissa, we got two possible qualifiers on the show.
Okay, I'm going to choose one.
All right, gives us the qualifier. And getting right into it, we got a couple of local, close birthdays we want to celebrate. First up, want to wish a happy birthday to Pam's cousin, Kathy Eskrit Mayer. She grew up in Wisconsin Rapids and resides in the southern part of the state now.
All right, happy birthday, Kathy.
Enjoy your day, Kathy. Hope it's a great one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to my Uncle Duke.
Aw, happy birthday, Uncle Duke.
He is one of those people, nobody dislikes my Uncle Duke. Like, everybody, even my stern grandfather loved him. And one of the first people that I really knew from northern Minnesota. My Uncle Duke was also a theater guy, and one of the first people I could really talk theater with and everything. Just an interesting guy, good guy. And wishing you a good one, Uncle Duke. Talk to you later. We wish a very happy birthday to Hannah Williams.
Happy birthday, Hannah.
Enjoy your day, Hannah. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, Tom Johnson.
Happy birthday, Tom. Congratulations.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish everybody a happy birthday or anniversary out there that is celebrating. We take a look at our celebrity list. Regina Spektor is 45. Wonderful singer and songwriter. She's good.
Gina, what do I know her from?
She has a song called Edit that I really like. I don't know, honestly. They say Fidelity is her biggest hit. I'm not as familiar with that, but her song Edit is fantastic. She's got a couple of good ones.
She sounds familiar, and I'll have to listen to her later. Hmm. Oh, she did the song for the Chronicles of Narnia, too.
Yeah, that's it. And let's see here. My goodness. Molly Ringwald is 57.
Really?
Yes.
Only 57?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. I actually would have thought, too, she'd be at least a little older than that. Not much, but a little older. But I one of the queens of the 80s. A really good actress. I thought she was a good actress, especially for the time. She was a perfect 80s actress. Just very good at what she did. Dr. Dre is 60 today.
Dr. Dre.
Now, while he is not a real doctor,
nobody thought that.
He has had quite a fascinating, nobody thought that. quite a fast, if he's in a situation where something's happening to somebody, is there a doctor here? Does he feel weird if he doesn't raise his hand? He has one of the more interesting arcs to his career where he started. And I don't mean with G-Funk or with hip-hop and NWA. I mean before that with the Wrecking Crew or something where he was in like a late 70s R&B kind of band. And then he went into NWA and went into a lot of gangster rap and hardcore rap. Took that and invented a whole new genre of rap with G-Funk and Snoop and some of that. And, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's far-fetched to say the greatest rap producer of all time. If not in the conversation of it, Rick Rubin, Dr. Dre, they're in the conversation. But then he goes, and decides, well, he's got one of the better ears in music. I'm going to go ahead and make headphones. And I'm going to design them. I'm going to work on them. No musician had ever really done this. Essentially, whenever you see like a guitar that is specially made for somebody, this is kind of what Dre did with headphones. He wanted to make them, you know, that anybody could use them. And then he sold that company for like $1 billion. Just an interesting life.
Mm-hmm. And Beats is a really great name for headphones.
Yes, yeah. I'm wearing a pair of them right now, and they're the best headphones I've ever worn. They're amazing. Vanna White is 68 today.
Wow.
She makes $10 million a year on Wheel of Fortune.
Well, yeah, but that's nothing compared to the host.
Absolutely.
Of Wheel of Fortune.
Right. I will give Pat Sajak a lot of credit on. He really worked to even that. When he was still hosting, he's not on the show anymore, of course. But when he was on there, that was something that he worked at. And I don't know what the complete story of it or anything, but I do know that that was something that she came out and said. He didn't come out and say anything. She said she had come out in an interview and said something about it. Mm-hmm. Talking about arcs of a career, John Travolta is 71 today.
71. Wow.
Got to start doing a ton of commercials. Just a lot of commercials early on in his life, was looking for a break and was taking just about every audition he could get and worked his tail off and was struggling, actually, because he was like number two, number three in most auditions. He'd get in the running but wouldn't get the break, and, of course, gets a chance in Saturday Night Fever and Urban Cowboy and some of those early movies of his. Goes away for a while. And then has this huge comeback with Pulp Fiction, where he a completely different audience he hits on, and it gives him this whole other extension of his career, where all of a sudden he's starting to do action movies and things.
Face Off.
Does any of this sound familiar to anybody? Because this is basically the blueprint for every actor over 40. Travolta built a blueprint. Whatever anybody thinks of him or anything like that, or takes his acting seriously or any of these things, what he did, every male actor over 40 or 50 is pretty much doing the same thing. Denzel, Liam Neeson, there's a ton of actors that pretty much followed suit to this. And I'm not saying John Travolta invented this, but he, along with the comeback story he had, which doesn't happen in acting very often, it's pretty amazing. Look Who's Talking. That was the movie. It was Look Who's Talking that first got him back. And then went away for like a couple years. And then Pulp Fiction comes out. And I'm not a big, and I'm not a huge John Travolta guy, but I do admire anybody who can persevere like he did early on in his career, doing any work he could get just to be a working actor to where he is now.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
And I like him okay. I mean, I wouldn't like purposely go see a movie just because he's in it, but I don't mind.
Yeah. And I'm not certainly not.
So judgmental.
No, it is what it is.
I don't mind if he's in one.
Cybill Shepherd is 75. Wonderful actor. Wonderful actor. Great actor. I remember sitting back and watching Moonlighting with my mom and not understanding any of the content. But I really like Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis. I really like them.
Oh, yeah. She was in so many movies.
Oh, yeah.
In like the 70s. Wow.
Yeah. Dennis DeYoung is 78 today. Stick singer and songwriter. Yoko Ono is 92. Let's see here.
And she has at least that many pairs of shoes.
Yes, yeah, absolutely, yeah, yeah. It's you know,
it's kind of the only thing I know about her.
Well,
besides she broke up the Beatles, right?
She didn't. I know that's okay. The stereo that's, and I don't blame you for, you know, because you're not, your brain has better things to think about. For a long time, that was the stigma. That was what was put on her. And for a long time, it was put on her that she kind of not only did that, but, brought John to a different level or took him down a peg or any of these crazy things. I was just going to say, I think that I'm not saying that people are gigantic fans of Yoko Ono or anything like that, but I do think that she is, fortunately, and this doesn't happen very often, lived long enough to where people have kind of come around, and Paul McCartney, Ringo, George Harrison, when he was alive, have all come out and said, look, we are going to break up no matter what. We had pushed the boundaries creatively. It wasn't that this was a breakup because they hated each other. This was a band that went from I Want to Hold Your Hand to Sgt. Pepper to just trying to evolve to the next thing. And the most logical next evolution was for them to all do their own thing. The thing that I think that misses this, if John had stayed alive, if we hadn't lost him, they would have reunited. And I don't think the stigma on Yoko Ono would have even come up maybe by the time we're around and we're teenagers and everything. By that point, I'm sure Yoko Ono's just Yoko Ono. But because of not only the ending of maybe the most influential and biggest band in American history at the time, but also losing John Lennon at such a young age, all the combination of all this stuff, I think, led to people needing, they were angry and frustrated. And back then, we didn't have social media and all these things so that Paul McCartney could just go on Twitter and say, no, we broke up because we wanted to. We're grown men, and we decided that we didn't want to play together anymore. Get over it. it's a shame.
He became an easy scapegoat.
Like most of history, the woman became the scapegoat, yes. Mm-hmm. And that's unfortunate. I'm thankful that she, at 92, is getting some, respect.
In her own right, as an artist, singer, songwriter, and peace activist.
Yeah, while I take nothing from the love and what they had together, her and Lennon, and the things that they did together, she's an artist herself, she's a person herself, and she's also worth $700 million. So yeah, in a lot of shoes. Some people no longer with us. Toni Morrison, the wonderful author, born 1931. She was the first African-American woman to ever receive the Nobel Prize for Literature. She's a great writer.
There's a book by her that I absolutely need to read. It's called Beloved. I have heard it's amazing. It's fantastic, and it's on my list.
My mom, that was one of those books where she read it, she loved it, and then she had to take a break from reading for like a week or something, which for her is like a year. She'd love that book, though. And one of my favorite directors of all time, John Hughes, born on this day in 1950, wrote and directed The Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, Weird Science, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. He directed those, also co-wrote in them. And then he wrote Mr. Mom, the first three vacation movies, Pretty in Pink, Some Kind of Wonderful, Uncle Buck, Home Alone. One of the king of the 80s. I think you could make the argument, and one of the greatest writer directors we've ever had. I love John Hughes.
And then shares the birthday with Molly Ringwald, who starred in many, many of those movies.
Just you can't write this stuff, man. That's just perfect. We again want to wish everybody out there a happy birthday and anniversary. Thanks so much for celebrating with us, everybody. Mm-hmm. And a special thank you to our friends at El Cafe. Treat yourself.
Absolutely. If you get over there for lunch, have their Greek chicken. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it really does, yeah. Check that out. And check out our new sports and partner break. Melissa and I will be back with more fun. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about the, the healthiest meal in the world. Got the healthiest meal in the world for you.
Healthiest meal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Hope y'all are having a great start to your morning out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Got your host, James, here, joined by Melissa.
Hello, hello.
Let's get into this one, Melissa. It's not your average lunch, but we got the healthiest meal in the world right now. A nutritionist in England came up with this, and she claims it's the healthiest meal in the world. Had to get that really in there,
Yes, yes. Kind of sound very grandiose.
Definitely not your average lunch, but it does include cheese and chocolate.
Oh,
I don't know how I feel about that combination, but let's go ahead and dive into this.
Are you kidding? They're amazing.
It's three courses, a starter, a main course, and a dessert. The whole thing is 1,200 calories, so it's a good amount of food.
Okay.
But you ain't going to find it on a menu anywhere. The starter, Lebanon cheese and roasted tomatoes and broccoli. Labneh is a fermented cheese popular in the Middle East. It's got healthy bacteria that's good for your gut.
Okay.
The main course, citrus mackerel salad with chickpeas, fennel, and red onions.
Ooh.
I've never had mackerel. Mackerel is one of the healthiest types of fish because it's loaded with omega-3s.
Mm-hmm.
She says to top it with black olives, sauerkraut, and pumpkin seeds.
Interesting.
I'd try that.
Yeah.
I would try that. Mm-hmm. And for dessert, tofu chocolate mousse and with blueberries.
Yum.
Mm. The recipe calls for dark chocolate, not milk chocolate. The blueberries are loaded with, and blueberries are loaded with antioxidants. Even I knew that one.
Mm-hmm. blueberries are good for you.
Yeah, I found that one out like a year ago. No. I would try this. I would actually try this meal.
Yeah, I mean, a side of the cheese for me.
Yes.
But although if it's fermented, that actually I might be able to digest that better.
I was going to ask off
some
air.
Some of the lactate, some of the lactose is already broken down.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that. I would not have guessed that. Interesting.
Well, the longer a cheese is aged.
Oh, sure.
So I don't know about the fermenting. I'd have to look into it. I don't know if I've never had fermented cheese. Although, isn't all of it fermented when it's aged?
I was going to ask, I had two or three questions for you off air. This was another one.
We need a Kitchens Open on this.
Come
please
on.
Help us.
Hey, where's the Kitchens Open people? That's a great question, though.
The meal does sound delicious. Like, I if I could eat all those things, I totally would. Because, you know, chickpeas are high in protein, and obviously the fish is going to be high in protein as well. So it's a meal that would fill you up, and it also sounds incredibly healthy and delicious.
Yeah, yeah, it
and that's
does.
A lot of food for 1,200 calories.
That sounds good to me. I would try it. I'd definitely try it. Especially, I think about this though is it seems. Also, maybe this is, you know, I'm off on this one, but it seems like it'd be fun to make too.
Mm.
Like I like making every once in a while it's nice to just make something I've made since I was a teenager. I like to try different.
But trying
making
a new recipe is also a fun adventure,
yeah.
As long as you have all the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which that is going to be a complication here, I think. Mm-hmm. There is a handful of things that it seems like are pretty, you know, it's different in Europe, of course, where you've got so much more ability to be able to cover so many things, or get so many different, ingredients and products and everything.
Yeah, probably the hardest thing is going to be the cheese, the Libna, of course, and then the mackerel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Have you ever seen mackerel in the store?
Right. Yeah. No. And I honestly, I've never seen it on a menu or anything. But I'm not a big fish guy.
Maybe in a can.
So. Yeah.
But that is not going to be the same.
No. I don't know a whole lot about fish, but I know that you get it fresh. That's the way to do it. That part I know. We're going to have to take our break a little early because I see Bianca, who is about to come in, but our doors are locked. So I'm going to go let her in.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we'll have some fun when we get back. Melissa and James on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Miss Wisconsin Rapids team Bianca Bowden's going to be joining us. Looking forward to that.
Excellent.
We'll have some entertainment news in the 9 o'clock hour for you as well. And Melissa and I are going to dive right into a fun topic. We've got a list of words that Americans say they can never spell correctly.
Oh, good. I have some to add.
Yeah, get your list together, everybody, and get it ready for the 9 o'clock. We're looking forward to it. But right now, I want to dive into an interesting one here, I thought, Melissa. High processed foods that actually aren't that bad for you.
Okay.
I feel like the word processed food immediately like just throws people off and they don't want anything to do with it.
Well, because we've been talking about it so much that you need, you know, less processed food and highly processed foods are bad for you because they have all these, you know, wider range of ingredients that aren't like real food.
I remember when I found out that like all fat isn't bad. Kind of like, oh, wait a minute, what, you know? I mean, I was in my 30s, but I'm kidding. But I do remember being like thrown back by that. Just, you know, it's one of those things because, like you said, we're always told fats are bad for you, and then you find out some are actually good for you.
Well, it's we're in the age of clickbait, and we have been for quite some time. And there's been a lot of eggs are bad. Nope, eggs are good. Eggs are bad. Same with butter. Butter's bad. Butter's good. But you know, so it's the yin yang of moderation.
Mm-hmm. So an interesting one here. Avoiding processed foods is a good idea in general, but healthy.com posted a list of 5 you don't need to feel that guilty about eating. Like,
right.
Number one, and it doesn't look like they're in any particular order, but the first one on here, whole grain bread.
Yes.
All bread is processed, even the healthy kind. Whole grain and whole wheat breads are just a lot better because they retain more of the nutritional value when processed. White bread doesn't.
Yeah, they have more of the whole grains in it, which means more fiber, which means your body can process it better.
Yeah, but white bread's good.
Yeah, I mean, for certain things. Every once in a while, you need to have just squidgy, right?
But yeah. Bread. Grass-fed processed meats. A study in 2022 found grass-fed is better than grain-fed. It has more healthy omega-3s. Mm-hmm. There's those omega-3s showing up again. That's one that I think maybe is a little more well-known. I'm not sure. But.
Well, if you think about it, you gotta imagine that a cow being able to, you know, wander in the field and eat grass is going to be healthier than one stuck in a pen being fed grain.
Hummus. It's got a lot of fiber and protein. Look for versions made with olive oil and not a lot of preservatives or extra ingredients.
Yeah, that one you can usually find pretty, you know, low amount of processed food in it. But it's also one that's really easy to make at home if you have a food processor.
Mm-hmm. One of the ones that I'm actually trying to add more to my diet, yogurt.
Oh, yeah.
Plain Greek yogurt is best, and adding fruit or honey is better than brands and with added sugar.
Yeah, because you know what you're adding to it then.
Mm-hmm. But even some of the sweetened types are a good source of probiotics, calcium, and protein.
Yeah, yogurt is usually a great snack.
That's you know, me in a nutshell. I'm a grazer.
Just needs more snacks.
Yeah, and healthier ones. Ones that'll actually put a little meat on my bones, you know, something like that. And yogurt, I've been told, and it seems like might be able to do that. Might be one of the things that can do that. I can't just eat that, of course. But
and yogurt is also a really great ingredient to use, like in place of cream or in place of sour cream. The plain Greek yogurt is a great replacement for sour cream.
Well, and as one of the pickiest eaters in the universe, I will say I used to work at a grocery store here in town, Cops, and I did a sorting and some of that, worked at night, and one of the things I did was sorting the yogurt, and I remember how many, there was a lot of brands back then. It's insane now. If you can think of it, there's a yogurt for it. And I found a coffee one, Melissa. There's a lot of, I don't know, even a picky person like me, I found like four or five that are like, oh, I'll try this one. But it is a really good idea to look at those ingredients like they're talking about here. Otherwise, it just defeats. I don't need more candy. I've got plenty of that. I've got.
You mean the kind that has the candy on the side of it? That you just dump in the yogurt?
Yeah. I don't need really that.
No. It's a decent dessert replacement. Yeah. Though you know.
I'm trying to eat more granola too. I like granola.
Yeah, granola's good. Yeah, watch for that added sugar though.
Yes. Yeah. That is definitely something I got to keep an eye on. And finally on this list, canned beans.
Yes.
They're a processed food, but still a great source of protein, fiber, iron, and magnesium. Look for low-sodium versions that don't have a lot of added ingredients.
Yeah, because, I mean, dried beans are cheap. They're really cheap, but they do require processing that you have to do at home. And it takes time. And for, you know, when we're pressed for time like we are every single day, it's hard to find time to, I didn't soak the beans overnight. Drat. There goes dinner.
It's one of the, I encourage people to try at least once a week, maybe, make a meal for yourself. I try to do this. I'm not like preaching this. I try to do this. It's something I've tried to do for a very long time. I started doing it when I started helping my parents out a lot more and just making sure they ate. And it kind of worked for me too. There's something to it. There's certain fast food. I mean, there's nothing. There's some things, especially on the right day. There's nothing better than a Culver's burger that you didn't have to make or grind over or anything. Just give it to me. Here's my money. Go, and I'm gonna go. That's it. Mm-hmm. But there's something also that feels just as good and tastes just as satisfying of making that meal, sitting there eating it, and taking your time, and you know that you put the time into it.
Really enjoying it with all of your senses. And then the satisfaction of a job well done.
Yeah.
I actually made a pasta because, I mean, for those who have listened for a long time, know I'm lactose intolerant. So I can't do a whole lot of, like, pasta sauces that have any cheese or dairy in them. But I actually recently made a pasta sauce with beans. It was just like a two cans of cannoli beans or I don't even know how to say it, white beans. Mm-hmm. And then that blended up with some nutritional yeast and a bunch of seasonings. It was actually really, really good. And that's a fiber and protein packed pasta then.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
It sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah. There is something to doing things with your own hands, with your own in your own self.
And trying recipes you've never tried before.
Yeah. A little while ago, I took my dad driving around town. Him and I have worked on a couple buildings and built a couple things around here. And it was probably 20-some years ago. But still going past them still takes a lot of pride in it. Mm-hmm. I think making food, especially for others, has a very similar feeling.
Yeah, I do enjoy cooking for others.
And we wrap up the hour with an interesting one as well, because I don't know about anybody else out there, but it doesn't matter if when you were a kid and they had 100 channels on cable and you were flipping through, or with the streaming services we have now, and you're more stalled because there isn't anything just playing automatically. You've got
you
to actually
have to pick.
You got to do this whole picking thing. I got to think all of a sudden. a poll found the average American wastes 110 hours this year just searching for stuff to watch.
Whoa.
That's around 4.5 days worth of time, or roughly 1% of your year that you'll never get back.
That's a lot of time spent just on the search menu.
One in five people think it's harder to find something to watch today than it was 10 years ago, even though there's way more content.
Right, because there's a lot more to look through. That makes total sense.
There is such a thing as too many choices.
Mm-hmm.
The most common complaint was streaming services are loaded with too much old stuff you have to sit through. One in four also think there's too much original content being produced. So you can't win for losing.
No.
This is entertainment 101. This is every producer, every sales executive, every director, writer, creative is sitting there. How do I reinvent the wheel? How do I tell how to chicken cross the road differently? And you do. And half the audience thinks it's great. And other half of the audience thinks you're doing an old joke. You can't win. Yep. So this is why I feel like embracing personality, embracing individuality is your best bet. They've done this thing in not just in sports, but it really started in sports where, okay, we're tired of knuckleheads. We're going to have everybody take media training, coaches, players, everybody. So now everybody answers every question the same way.
Right, because they're afraid of saying the wrong thing.
So whether you like or dislike some of the personalities in sports, they've kind of gone away. If Charles Barkley was around these days, nobody know much about him. It doesn't say anything. Nobody says anything anymore. We talked about this with vehicles. Car companies are so afraid to take a chance. Every brand and every car looks pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get back to embracing individuality and creativity.
And when I am like the few times that I do surf the menu, and really I only have YouTube to search, mm-hmm. which is actually a nice feature about YouTube with their free movies or TV shows. They change every now and then, but the list is not actually that long. It only takes you about, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes to get through it, which that's partly because of my slow television. It takes time to load as it's going down. I just watch the things that I watch all the time. I just go and watch Time Team. I rarely surf the menu. I just go to my one show.
Well, I will suggest to anybody who is in this situation, I don't know if other people do this or not, but for me, I have things that I want to watch because I'm so busy and there's so many things I don't get a chance to watch. And I have stuff like I have hour shows that are dramas, hours that are half an hour shows that are comedies, 15-minute comedies, things like that. So whatever the time frame is, okay, I can catch up on this now. And I put that on when I'm doing some other work or something like that. Let's never forget the Weather Channel. Like, you need something on in the background. Weather Channel's great for that.
It is great for that. But see, James, you actually have it planned out. For those of us that have no idea what they want to watch, my usual go-to is the first thing I find that looks good, just pick it. Or you're going to be here for half an hour.
That is what my dad does. The only thing that might be different, I'm not sure, might be different is his commentary to, what the? Why is he doing that? Like he'll but and then sometimes he doesn't realize it, so he's like jumping in like season two of a show.
Oh,
he's just sitting there. He's
totally lost.
Yeah, and it's a
storyline is.
Yeah, it's never a show I've seen, but he asked me, "Hey, why is he doing that? Why, Dad? I don't know, man. I haven't seen this one. Yeah, I can't figure it out either. Like, well,
would help if you didn't start in the middle of season three, Dad."
It's too much content, too much. At least he's not spending 110 hours looking for something. He's just clicking on
True.
Stuff. He's just
I support that. Yeah. I 100% back your dad on his choices. Yeah, I'm just picking.
Now that I'm saying it out loud, yeah, actually, I think he might have a good, that might be the right
way
to do it.
That's 1% of your life. He's not wasting.
Well, if you are looking for things to do, we got you covered. We got a bunch of great events coming up in our Good Stories of the Day. We'll wrap up within the 9 o'clock hour. One of them I wanted to tell you about is our great friends over at Family Natural Foods have their essential oils presentation tonight.
Oh, good.
Join them at 5:15. Learn from Liza Paranorm. She will discuss what makes a quality essential oil, how to use them, and provide free samples.
Excellent.
She's amazing. We've had her on the air with us at midday, and just a great talker, really knows her stuff, very personable, and somebody that you can ask all your questions to face-to-face.
Mm-hmm. And essential oils, there's a lot that you can do with them, but it's also good to get the knowledge from someone who knows.
Mm-hmm. And people that know, in a great environment, too, because you're not going to find many more better vibes or good people than Family Natural Foods.
Absolutely.
They got other presentations coming up. They do a really good job with these. Be on the lookout and keep an eye on their Facebook page and Instagram pages for March and April, where they got some more coming up. But check out their essential oils presentation going on tonight at 5:15 over at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Of course, buy local, support local. We encourage you to do that and say hi to the gang over there for us when you get there. We appreciate you doing that. Mm-hmm. We are going to get a quick break in, check in with CBS News. When we come back, we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen Bianca Bowden is going to join us.
Wonderful.
Looking forward to that. And some entertainment news coming up for you with Melissa and James right here on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.